position or some having. He is trying to ruin himself by gaining the power. The bad people, they will ruin themselves. Yes?
Either he behaves stingily and gives few presents, or he shows generosity and bestows in the wrong place. He puts the king in the house of the poor. The gifts which a fool makes are like this.
When what? He puts the king in the place of the power. This is playing chess. The soldiers are the pawn and the king is the main one. You see, he will put, it's so stupid that they will put the king in the place of that simple soldier. Yes?
When authority falls into the hands of one who has lost the way, he deems it to be a high position. He has fallen into a pit.
Means what? This is how it is. When the order and the power will be in the hand of a lost fellow, he will think it is something, but it is the opposite. The word, the first one is jaw, means the position and being appreciated, blah blah. The other one is cha, means the way. So you think you have a high raised position, but you are down there in the world. Yes.
He does not know the way. He acts as guide. His wicked spirit makes a world conflagration. When a child in the way of poverty assumes the part of an elder, the ghoul of unblessedness seizes those who follow. Come, says he, for I will show thee the moon. That impure one never saw the moon. How wilt thou show when during thy life thou hast not seen even the reflection of the moon in the water of a half-baked dunce? The foolish have become leaders, and from fear the wise have drawn their heads into the cloak.
This was a very good explanation. What did he explain? Look around. You know who are the stupid people? The stupid people are the people who will tell you, come, I will show you the moon, and they haven't seen the moon even in the water. Why this picture? Do you remember what moon is? Moon is the mirror that will bring the light of the sun in the night. This is messenger, this is prophet. These leaders are the moon, because in the night of not knowing everything, they will bring in the light. Here, they will say, yes, there are people that they have seen the moon. Fantastic. They are even the people that they haven't seen the moon, but at least in the water they know the in the knowledge, in the flow of the knowledge, they have the reflection of wisdom. You, who don't even understand this, why you are trying to be a leader? You're animal like that. Look around you. This is what the real existence, that the stupid one are becoming the head and the leader because they're afraid of everything. With the fear they do that, then the real wise people, they go quietly, they don't shout, they don't expose, they don't do those exaggeration. This needs a lot of references to go and study this, to understand this. Let's see the references in the commentary. Yes.
A commentary on O thou that wrappest thyself. For this reason, he called the prophet Muzamil, saying, come forth from the cloak, O thou who art fond of taking flight, do not draw thy head into the cloak, and do not cover thy face, for the world is a reeling body. Thou art the intelligence. Hark, do not hide on account of the opprobrium of the adversary, since thou hast the resplendent candle of the revelation. Hark, stand up during the night, for thou art a candle, O Prince. At night a candle stands up. Without thy radiance, even the bright day is night. Without thy protection, the lion is captive to the hare.
All of this, what is it? Do you remember? He is filled with commentary. Means giving you some references. The first one is, do you hear what God is saying to the prophet? He's calling the prophet and he says, hey, the prophet, what is the prophet doing when God is talking to him? I mean, he doesn't want it. The Moses, do you remember? God will say, Moses, you are my messenger. He'll say, excuse me, are you silly? Me? With the burnt tongue? I cannot even talk. I'll say, doesn't matter, your brother will talk for you. Why? He'll say, oh, make that brother the prophet. This is how it is. Because the story is showing to you that the prophet is not the fellow who will volunteer and will knock the door and say, hey God, I'm ready. Send you. It's not like that. The prophets are the fellow who doesn't want to do anything because he knows what happens to the manifested fellows. He wants to go and hide out. But God will call him that, hey, you, come out of that gelim, or sleeping bag for you. Don't cover yourself in that sleeping bag, because the universe is a body, is a lost body, and you are the intelligence. You are that bringing the light to them. So don't hide because of the shame of these people that they claim they know something. This claiming stuff is stupid. Let go of that, because you are the candle. You are the candle that is made for the night. And in this night, I want the people to stand up. Do you remember what was the meaning of a stand up? Qiyam. Stand up and be responsible. Without you, even the daylight will not be good. So he's in a way explaining to you that this is what prophecy is. The problem is that ego, inflated ego that wants to be the leader, should understand, no, here it doesn't work like that. Yes?
Be the captain of the ship in this sea of purity, for thou art a second Noah, O Mustafa. An expert guide with understanding is needed for every road, especially in the road on the water. Arise, look upon the waylaid caravan. Everywhere a ghoul has become captain of the ship. Thou art the Khazar of the time and the deliverer of every ship. Do not, like the Spirit of God, practice solitude. In the sight of this assembly, thou art as the candle of heaven. Leave off severing thyself and adopting seclusion. 'Tis not the time for seclusion. Come into the assembly, O thou who art the Humai, while the guidance is like Mount Kaf. The full moon is moving by night on the upper part of the sky. It does not cease from its journey because of the outcry of the dogs.
This is something that in your time doesn't have any meaning, especially translated to English. Bark of the dog towards the moon. You don't see here the dogs barking at Edmund, because first of all, the dogs, they don't bark. They will be punished. In the time of Rumi, in the night when the dogs are barking, everybody thinks that they are barking to the moon, because they think that they could do something moral. And I say, okay, the dogs are barking to the moon. What does moon do? Doesn't give a damn about this. It's doing the stuff that he wants to do. So, these leaders, these changed people, these exceptional people, they know that they are here to reflect the light to the night of us. They don't care about the dog of your ego, which is barking always. Because that's what the dog is. Do you remember? No, you don't. Because I said, as I said, in your time there is no dog anymore. Once upon a time there was dog. Before that was wolf, then dog. Then something else happened. There are some different kind of animals that we created, which are not animals really. The only one which is real animal, do you know it?
Yeah.
Is dingy. Mm-hmm. It's a dog that we made it in a special way, and we presented it in Australia. And this dog became the wild dog. And now this wild dog does something that no wild dog ever, no wild animal ever does. Every animal goes for hunting. We'll hunt one and we'll eat that one. In that moment, if another one passes by, doesn't care. He has the food. For 3 days they eat it, right? Dingy will pass one of these barriers, will come in a field. There are kangaroos here. We will kill them all. Yeah, and we live. He became killer. Somehow human identity is in that dog that we presented over there. But the dog for us is this, which is, in the time of Rumi, this dog is not little for show. This dog is an animal. What does the dog do? Ah, if you dare to pass by that door, he will bark, he will bite you. If he is not at the door of the house, he will run away. When he is guarding this house, the dog is aggressive. Aggressivity comes defending the house, the home, the property. That's how it works. Here, he will bring it all together to say what? To say that, hey, these nagging about this stuff and talking about the problems, blah, 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 are the noise of that doggy. These doggy, they should have heard the order, yes? Ensatu.
The scoffers keep making an outcry like dogs at thy full moon in the direction of thy high place.
Here he is making a trick here. The word is Ensatu. Means shut up, be quiet. But it's a very tricky stuff. Why? Because they say, the story goes like this, that one night Muhammad will go out to walk and will see a couple of these fellows there talking about Quran. Somebody is reading Quran, somebody is shouting, somebody is singing, somebody doing this, somebody doing that. Maybe they are drunk and blah, 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 blah. Let go of the details of the story. They will come in and some order will come. They will say, when somebody is reading the readable book, everybody should shut up. Don't make a noise. This is why the Muslims, when they pray in the first and the second rak'ah, they don't say anything. Just one fellow will read the Quran. The rest should